TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
As I do sometimes here during confessions, I'm going to ask a question first. How do we feel about the guy that saves multiple seats at an event?
It depends. If you're trying to save a couple of seats, I get it. If you're trying to save a whole bunch of seats, kind of thing.
I'm good with saving one seat. Mm-hmm. If it's me and one other person, I would say, you know, I'll be in my seat, but save the seat next to me.
How about six?
No, I don't like that.
Or seven.
I've been in situations where I got there early and somebody wanted me to save like five seats.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on, man. You got to get here early.
Right.
Like, I don't put me in that position.
All right.
Where I'm sitting here saving the whole row.
I hate that guy. I absolutely hate that
guy. Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I hate that guy.
Okay.
My confession, I was that guy.
That sounds about right. Who amongst us does not hate themselves sometimes, you know?
I wish somebody had been following me with a camera yesterday. I think we mentioned it. If you don't know, my three-year-old granddaughter had her first ever Christmas show yesterday evening, and I arrived like it was a freaking Stones concert. The doors opened at 5 p.m. I was there at 4:45. Mind you, with other moms, and it was just mostly moms. And later on, I'm not afraid to say they kind of terrified me. The crazed look in their eyes, the way they were trying to angle to get their seats in the church for the show. So here's what happened. Doors open at 5 p.m. I go elbows out, you know, and I'm running. I still have my first step when I really need to dial it up. and I get to the front row on the side. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention this part. I asked what side or where my granddaughter was going to be standing.
Get the best seats for the show.
I got to that side, front row. I grabbed two Bibles from the pew, put them about 3 feet to my right. And I sat in the middle and had about 3 feet to my left until the pew started. So there I was, 5 p.m., six seats. And there might have been seven. It was a good area, saving them. Well, as the evening goes on, obviously this was going to be a jam-packed room. And people started coming. Are these seats? Yes. Are these seats? Yes. And I started putting my arms out.
This man was saving two rows, two whole rows for himself.
And then to the point that I texted my family, I said, is anybody close? These people are scaring me. The women, I mean, their eyes were like you could tell they wanted to kill me.
Are you sure that was about the seats?
Well, maybe.
They're probably like, who is this old crusty dude right here in the first place?
They're all taking.
What are you even doing here? You saving the whole first row?
Right. That's the thing is. It doesn't feel like, I don't think people look at you and immediately go, oh, that's somebody's granddaddy. They're just like, who are you?
Who is this creepy old man?
And why
right
are
here?
You saving a lot of seats?
I have never done that in my life. I hate that guy. But when your 3-year-old's first show is on the line, things change, man. I mean, things change, and I was that guy. And there was at least, let me see, five occasions where they were coming up and they were like, they didn't say anything to their credit, and they were nice and they found other seats, but you could tell they had the crazy eyes.
Like, yeah. And you deserved it. You're saying it like they were doing something wrong. No, they were looking at you like, what the hell is wrong with this old man saving three whole pews in the church?
Yeah, that's kind of like when you boarding the plane and somebody saving like two little rows right there.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, ain't nowhere else to go.
Well, and to that point, I did have one moment of clarity. I texted the family. I said, is anybody close? Because these people are scaring me. And that's an actual text. I think I sent you the screenshot. I actually at one point thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to sit here. Anybody else wants to see?
Yeah,
I'm here.
If y'all ain't here in 5 minutes.
Exactly. I got front row center. Y'all are on your own. But fortunately, they did get there.
So. I don't save seats for people because I am too awkward to have to deal with that interaction that you described. I think you earned it, and that's why I'm like, I don't want. If you want to get here or don't, but I can't afford to save you seats. I'm not going through that hassle because you decided to leave the house late.
Yeah,
I get a lot of, you can't do that. You know you're going to hell. You can't reserve seats. I don't care. Screw y'all.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Screw y'all.
It'd be kind of awkward when you go into like a restaurant or some type of place and you just let. And you just kind of let the old lady out first so she could grab her spot in the line.
Yeah.
And then I come through all late and just cutting everybody. Sometimes that feel a little awkward.
Yeah, it does.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah. I will take this opportunity to sneak a little bit more basketball into the show.
Okay.
As you know, I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, I don't understand this. We're a quarter way through the season. You want to know where the Rockets stand in offensive rating?
Where?
You want to take a guess? In fact, let me ask.
I'm going to say pretty high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to say
three.
Fifth.
Fourth.
Wow.
Fourth.
You want to know where they stand defensive rating wise?
I think they've been slipping. I'm going to say 16th.
I'm going to say 20th.
Second.
What?
Second.
It doesn't fit the eye test, does it? Like the way that when you watch the Rockets play, you go, oh man, they're letting some stuff happen there.
Yeah.
And then offensively, you're like, all right, they're getting it done, but they don't take.
Kind of like the Texans defense.
They take the fewest three pointers.
But in reverse, a bizarro Texans defense.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. They take the fewest three pointers in all the league.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this like this. It's just, they take a whole bunch of mid-range jumpers. They just seem to make them. It is one of those, it's kind of one of those beautiful anomalies, at least in my mind. Tell me if you understand it better than I do.
I do not.
And I'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they are fourth best offense, second best defense, and I'm looking at them like, there feels like there's a lot of meat on the bone here.
They don't. It, kind of a bizarro Texans, because I'm looking at the Texans like, this is one of the greatest defenses I've ever seen, and then the stats are not quite that. Whereas I'm looking at the Rockets, I'm like, eh. And yet the stats are that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the fun things as we're a quarter way through the season for your Rockets is that.
By the way.
The numbers all work.
My phone is blowing up.
Oh, yeah. They should.
All these people that are either listening or were there and witnessed me acting like a fool.
By the way, people continue to weigh in on Lopez's dirty low down saving of all that. 832 says, you just can't save that many seats.
Yeah, well, yeah. I did.
Somebody said you can't reserve seats at church. Is that true? Is that a rule? Because I don't think I've ever heard that.
I see it all the time. Not six or seven.
Sometimes you can, but sometimes the ushers be like, hey, look.
Yeah, we got that's it. True.
Yeah, because yeah. Some people, it's understandable if somebody in the bathroom or something like that. Mm-hmm. But at one point, it's like, yo, we got to fill these seats up. Yeah.
Are your ushers mean? Sometimes the ushers be mean.
Back in the day,
ours was like
to.
The military.
Yeah,
they
see?
Were precise.
Yep.
I wouldn't say mean, but they were like boom, 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 yeah. boom, boom.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I know back in the day, one of the ushers, I remember this usher was like, no gum. Came with a napkin or a little tissue. No yep. gum.
And spit that out.
I'm like, dang, my bad.
And all these people that are saying you shouldn't do that, although I'm getting some love. Hey, that's called grandpa privilege. But you know what? Screw y'all. I don't care.
And that's the thing. It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it, but if you reach a certain age, especially when you're a grandpa, unless you're Philip
you don't
Rivers,
give a damn.
Where you don't care. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't care what y'all think.
And I hate that guy still, but
I'm doing what I want to
yes,
do
yes.
for my family. So we've been talking about the Sharon Moore firing and all that stuff. And I got to confess, this is why, and y'all know I'm an Ian Rappaport guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, this is why I kind of hate Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh.
he liked to bring his opinions and a lot of stuff. And I'm just like, bro, just break some news. I don't care about what you think unless it's like a team. I think the Texans might trade this person or something like that. But I don't give a damn about your opinions, man.
Yeah.
So I guess he said something earlier today talking about the firing of him. And I guess he mentioned this and getting a lot of pushback on it. He said, what we haven't heard yet is more side of this. He gets his say in this particular situation as well.
Actually, I don't think that's necessary.
I'm like, nah. He was wrong in this. Yes. I mean, it'd be cool to kind of hear what he have to say about it.
Sure,
but nah, it's not a thing where unless it's something so crazy where it's like a complete 180 turn where it's like, oh, he's actually the victim.
Yeah, no,
I don't think that's the case.
I don't know how he would be the victim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless it's something so crazy.
Yeah.
When you're in charge or you're the boss at the work. No sleeping with subordinates. That one is just, that's
pretty much the rule.
And you want to know how I know we don't need to hear his side? Michigan fired him for cause. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah.
They did that pretty swiftly on the day, just stroke. There we go, done.
Yeah.
I was like, they didn't have to like, well, they're talking to the lawyers. And they were like, no, we got this squared away. He's out of here.
Yeah, he broke the rules, so he out.
We got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Yep, we good.
Yeah, we're good.
We checked. And if you talk about checking with lawyers, Michigan is the lawyer school. I don't know. I don't know if there's more. I'm pretty sure that Michigan alums are about 65% lawyers. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So if you talk about checking with the lawyers, they checked with the lawyers. They were like, oh, we're good here. He can go.
Yeah,
but they went to a professor. They went to a research professor.
Yeah, but Adam Schefter, he need to sit this one out, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need to hear your opinion on this. I don't think nobody give a damn what this person got to say before they make their opinion.
That's his guy.
By the way, he's a Michigan man.
Yeah, that's
his guy. So it makes all the sense in the world.
Did you see Portnoy? Good gravy.
Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, Portnoy, yeah.
Oh, I don't check for him.
He said he was proud to be a Michigan alum yesterday because Michigan acted swiftly.
Yeah, I don't take nothing he said serious, man.
So, you talk about blinders. And he didn't even mention, oh, by the way, they waited until after the recruiting signing day, you know. Come on.
Yeah, say, he can say whatever he wants. It's not going to catch up. It's not going to reach me over here.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out personally the 713 who said, bro, I held a table for myself for 10 at Papado on a busy Sunday. People were staring gagging. You lucky somebody didn't come over and say something. Are you crazy?
Hey, no.
Papado?
I'm surprised they let him do that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of restaurants I go to,
they do.
They're like, your whole party got to be here
all
before
the time.
We seat you.
All
but not
time.
Only your whole party. Bro. Papado on a Sunday, it take an hour to even smell a table in there.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You tried to keep, I hate you, and I wasn't even there.
See, don't I look better now?
No. That is your compatriot in this. Yeah. Y'all both wrong. That's what happened there. All right. Those are your Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And what happened? All I do is now I want to go to Papado. That's it. That's all that happened with that segment. All right. Coming up next, it's a Thursday here in the Loop. So let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Play along. We'll do it next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.